Town Brewer regular meeting for May the 14th, 2012 will come to order. Please turn off or silence electronic devices. Ms. Bourgeois, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Mayor.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Beasley.
Here.
Attorney Costa.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Here. Councilmember Andre's in Canada working, so it was too long a commute. He decided not to come. Approval of minutes at a regular meeting on April 9th. This is in your package. Do I hear any corrections or a motion? Someone, council?
So moved.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. O'Leary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Aye, sir. Oh, is there any public comment before the vote? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works, I'm not aware of anything. Planning and zoning, consider variance request, Roderick and Sharon Thibodeau. That request is for reduction of their front setback from 30 to 20. They appeared before the planning commission. It was unanimously recommended in favor of it. It was discussed at the meeting, and you know, because of the daughter they have, and et cetera, et cetera. So with that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration.
Accept the recommendation.
All right, move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. O'Leary. All, any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consider subdivision of property, final plat of map showing subdivision of Lot 5, Maria Woods property, into Lots 5A and 5B for Aaron Daniel property location, 401 East Main Street. That's a picture of it. Basically, subdividing a very large piece and cutting out Lot 5B and for the purposes of him building a drugstore there, which we'll get to the zoning part of it later. It was presented to the Planning Commission, and it was approved favorably and discussed at last week's committee meeting. Are there any, do I hear a motion or any other discussion?
I move that we accept the recommendation for approval.
Second.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Niesler. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those,
aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Consider reappointment of Rosa Stelly to the Planning and Zoning Commission. I'm glad she's not here, because that way she can't argue against it. I strongly recommend Rosa, because I have a policy. I don't let anybody off the board unless they die. So with that, I recommend Rosa. She's also the chairperson of the committee at this time.
Second.
7-year term. Move on Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. O'Leary. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Item C, Finance Committee. In the package, each one of you has the required budget message from the mayor for both the town general fund and the sewer system. I have handed the original copies to four other five council members that are here. Later on in the meeting, we will introduce the ordinance, and it will be a discussion at the committee meetings last time, and possibly a vote on it at next month's regular meeting. Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, consider property for landmark plaque, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church rectory and office. Are you going to take that?
The Landmark and Heritage Commission at its April meeting voted to recommend giving plaques to the church properties, the rectory, the church building, and what's presently the church office, and since that was moved here or rebuilt from the chapel that was at Sardine Point. So it'll be three plaques to be awarded to that property. That shows all three. That's from, I don't know, the '50s, I think, or the '60s church. That's a more modern one, but not, we don't have a picture tonight of the renovated church. Present office that was a chapel at Sardine Point. And the rector is pretty much hidden in that picture, but the rector was built in the 1930s. So those are the three properties.
Okay, we need approval. Make the motion.
I make the motion that we get the award those plaques for the three church properties.
Second.
Mr. Bujala, second by Mr. Hebert. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from, Well, everybody said at the same time, I'll take the table.
Man.
A third.
All right, whatever. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay, the ayes have it. Police committee, consider school resource officer recommendation. Chief, you can take the podium for the next two.
Yes, we had a vacancy in our school resource officer position. We took our time and put an ad in the Baton Rouge paper in the West Side Journal and got one of the best applications I think I've ever come across for a school resource officer. His name is Jason Fontenot. Myself and the mayor and Mr. Landis, Mr. Corona and Ms. Charlotte interviewed him last week. He comes from a law enforcement background, worked 3 or 4 years for Ascension Sheriff's Office, and then became a school teacher for the past 2-3 years, which would give him roots in police work and in the school resource officer spot. We sat down and very detailed meeting, went over the job description, what we expect as far as zone jumpers, resource officers and police work, and gave him details of the salary information and benefits package. And we called it 1.5 hours later. He called and said if he was approved, he'd be willing to take the job. I highly recommend him. I think he'll be a great asset to us in that position. Let the mayor and Mr. Landis give some comments if they have any.
Well, I think he was very impressive. This thing is going to work. This type of guy.
That's the middle school, correct?
That's the middle school, which also has a responsibility of the home visits for the zone jumpers from other parishes and schools, which we kind of had a breakdown in the last person who filled that spot. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. He could definitely fulfill the spot. We'd be lucky to get him.
I'd like to recommend him at a salary of $15 an hour. He has a law enforcement background as well as a degree in education.
Now, his start date would be, did he talk to you about that after school's out?
I'd like to put his start date as for tomorrow. He's going to come on the days that he can and kind of start getting his feet wet, but he's still teaching school and he wants to finish that out. He'll finish that May 23rd.
Okay.
But some days he does have some time where he'll be able to come in.
Okay.
And
where
does he do?
He lives in Prairieville. He teaches in Donaldsonville right now.
Okay, that's your recommendation?
Yes.
All right, any discussion? I'll give you a motion to concur or otherwise with the chief's recommendation.
I move.
All right.
Second.
Move Mr. Niesler and second Mr. Hebert. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience?
Yes.
Hearing none, let's get a roll call vote.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember O'Neill?
Yes.
Councilmember
Bourgeois? Yes.
Councilmember
Hebert? Yes.
All right, next item is consider full-time police officer recommendation. Chief?
This is to fill a vacancy from the resignation we had last month. This one had I had a good many applicants, but not all of them were well-suited for the position. The guy I chose is highly recommended by Brett and Tom, who both work full-time, and Ned, which he works for Addis right now. His name is Josh Falcon. He's got 3 years with Addis. He worked 1 year with Plaquemine prior to that. Good track record. comes highly recommended by the guy that already worked here, and they feel like he'd be a good fit for the position we have over. And I'd like to, he's full certified, he's passed all his psychological evals and all of that stuff, and I'd like to recommend him at a salary of $13.25 an hour. Falcon. Neither one of them can make it tonight. Josh is, I don't know if his wife had her baby yet, but she's in the hospital sometime today.
When would you want to start?
I'd like to put his start date effective tomorrow, too. He has to give a 2-week notice, but he would like to come in on his days off and get acquainted with everything.
He worked out his insurance situation?
Yes, he did. He called and said that would work out fine. It would just transfer over.
I met the young man just briefly standing at the door and talked to him for 5 minutes or so. He seems to be a nice young man. You know, Jamie had gotten into all the depth of his, you know, qualifications and all, so I'm comfortable with him.
I am very much so.
Is this comparable to the salary he was receiving?
He'd been making a few pennies less over here. But with some of the benefits and stuff we had, he'll be doing better, so.
Discussion from the council, do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion
Mr. Adrian, second, Mr. O'Leary. Any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? Roll call vote.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abear.
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler.
Yes.
Okay, Governmental Affairs named the West Side Journal as official journal.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chief. That was after an exhaustive search of all the journals, we decided on West Side Journal, which is the only one. So with that, we'll need a motion.
Move.
Mr. O'Leary.
Second.
Second, Mr. Nisler. Any discussion from the council? Any discussion from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinances are none of the vetoed. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 2, I'm going to read it. To amend chapter 19 of the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Bruton, State of Louisiana to incorporate amended zoning district map under section 19.22 map, specifically rezoning of a 125.51 foot by 200 foot portion of Lot 5 being a portion of Maria Woods property located in section 14, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeast Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Bruton, State of Louisiana, from R1 Single Family Residential to B1 Transition Property Address 401 East Main Street, Bruton, and subdivision of Lot 5 being a portion of the original Maria Woods property into Lots 5A and 5B for Aaron Daniel, as shown on final plat of map showing subdivision of Lot 5, Maria Woods property, into Lot 5A and 5B for Aaron Daniel by Woody R. Trish, PLS, dated February 19, 2012, at request of property owner Aaron Daniel. That is the official heading for the ordinance. That was also presented to the Planning Commission and it was voted out favorably, unanimously. So with that, I'll turn it over to the council for consideration.
Move we resolve.
Second. Mr. Nisler, second by Mr. O'Leary. Any further discussion? Any discussion from the audience? Hearing none, let's have a roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Abear.
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler.
Yes.
Councilmember O'Leary.
Yes.
Thank you. Introduction of ordinances. Ordinance blank of 2012, the 2011 budget, 2011/2012 budget adjustments. We need that ordinance introduced. We'll have budget adjustments at the next. Submitted by Ms. Bourgeois. The next one would be ordinance of 2012, the 2012-2013 general fund budget. Mr. O'Leary will do that one. And ordinance 2, blank of 2012, the 2012-2013 sewer budget. And Mr. Abear will do that. Okay. Resolutions and commendations. Resolution Link of 2012, ad valorem tax. What that does is basically says that the town of Ruley is entitled to collect 1.68 mils, but we are choosing not to collect it, which we have done for the last several years. We have a substantial fund balance, so the council has in the past elected not to collect it, which means you just don't pay it even though we're entitled to it. So with that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration. No, that's the resolution. Moved by Mr. Dickman, seconded by Mr. Hebert. Any discussion from council? Any discussion from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. That makes it good because I didn't put it in the budget. Collecting, so we'll have to amend the budget. Thank you. All right, department reports, fire department chief.
Fire reports for the month of April. First aid calls inside the town, we had 13. Outside the town, we had 20. Fire calls inside the town, we had 2. One was at McDonald's, was a malfunction of an air conditioning unit. Outside the town, we had 1 on the feet court, was activated alarm, but wasn't a fire. Had 2 trash fires, or grass fires. Natural gas leak, we had 2 motor vehicle crashes, we had 1. Mutual aid to Addis, we had 1. Total for the month was 42. Total for the year was 125.
Whatever the grass or trash fires, Chief.
Grass fire was in front of Burger King on the highway. We had a trash fire residence.
Did they have permits to burn?
No. Okay. Are
you
excited?
Yeah.
Any questions? Comments?
How do we stand on number of calls this year compared to last year?
Down about 15%.
All right, thank you. Police chief.
Whoa, my bad.
Okay.
We've been selling these signs. We've been selling these house signs the last couple of years, and we've done okay with them. But all of a sudden, we put in the. In fact, Ms. Joanne put in the Vision West, and we put some ads out, and we've got people all over West Baton Rouge wanting these things. They do reflect at night. We ask if. If anybody wants to buy these things, we will put it together for you and we'll go hang it. So we try to hang them all in the same location, because when we shine our lights at night, it'll give us the reflection coming off of our lights. But we always look in the same place. But sometimes we give it to the individual and they put them to get the numbers going straight. And they'll put them on a mailbox. So we're looking up here, and it's right down here. So that's why we like to go put them. But we'll go install it for free. You can call and let us know what you want, and we'll take care of it from there.
Did you set the price, Jim?
No. How much? $10?
$10.
$10. Yes, sir.
What's the deal on the fire station back in Choctaw back there?
The only, well, we're had Richard Soniak put a water line down. So now that the water line is down, we can start getting ready for concrete, which will drag the limestone that's there. We're gonna move it around, and then we'll be able to set up our bid. We've got bids out. As soon as the bids are turned in, then we'll take the cheapest bid and go from there. We're in a hurry, but we're not in a hurry for that station. Mainly because we've got 2 stations within our district now that handles everything that we've got. But putting the driveway down is the next part of the project, and then we move on from there.
Okay, thank you, Chief. correspondence, I have one piece of correspondence that... No, but I'm hungry.
All right, month of April, we had 7 wrecks, 16 bench warrant arrests, 1 simple assault, 1 theft, 3 burglaries. One was, somebody seen a guy coming out of one of the town employees', carport area. We were able to catch the little guy. 3 assisting other agencies, 1, for Addis, 2 West Baton Rouge, 5 juvenile matters, 2 traffic arrests, 8 miscellaneous calls consisting of a first aid call, possession of stolen things, missing dog, 2 disturbances, and a stolen cell phone. 49 calls for a month, they wrote, 183 citations for a total of 227 violations on.
Questions? Okay, now, let's see if I got this right. On the correspondence, normally it's, I got an interesting piece of correspondence. When I got it, I thought for sure it was some type of a sales thing, somebody wanted to sell something, because I saw this card in there. Looks like something, a monument or something for sale. But this letter here is from Kenneth J. Hasselwood of Emile Bouillat, Street 2, 150 Brussels, Belgium. It says, "Your Honor, Monsieur Le Math, I am Belgian with a dual British nationality, born and raised in Belgium, a child of World War II. I am now 65 and a retired chief inspector after 35 years with the Brussels District Police. I'm very interested in the state of Louisiana and the town of Bruley. Congratulations on your career and great work. In June 2009, I was in Normandy, France. Please find enclosed a card with 2 photographs taken by myself at Omaha Beach. We shall never forget the help and sacrifices of our American friends. Well, allow me to wish you, the members of the council, and the people of Bruley all the best in the future. Respectfully, Kenneth Hasselwood." He wasn't selling anything. He just wrote us a letter and sent us a picture of Normandy Beach, the little monument there. I thought that was rather nice. And then, you know, he didn't ask, he didn't put an envelope for a donation, there's nothing, and, you know. That was really nice. I think I'm gonna put something over there. I'm gonna pass it around and help him. And it's on this real thick, really nice paper. You know, European paper's not 8.5 by 11, it's a little bit different, a little bit larger. But I thought that was neat. Yeah.
That was the first American cemetery.
Yeah, that's what it says on there. All right, Mayor's report, I just have a few items, not as many as last week. Just as a reminder, we'll be smoke testing on May 23rd and 24th. I see Wayne, you here. The first target is going to be where those alleged that underground pipe with those septic tanks. And our second target is going to be the Bruley Middle School in that area. We have reason to believe that those are higher prospects and other things in the town. But we got the guy for 2 days with rural water, and he'll be able to smoke test any left camera. So we try like the Dickens to find out what's getting in our sewer system. You know, this is our next step.
What were the 2 days?
23rd, 24th. Richard Street, we installed all the culverts to change the direction of the flow, and we reinstalled 1 driveway. We're going to do concrete on the other one, so we're letting it settle a little while, but we're going to do that one before very long. The minor repairs that we had to do to Pecan Street are done. This town hall is almost 13 years old, and an air handling unit had to be replaced last month, so that resulted in me putting some money in the budget for, you know, different repairs that are going to happen. The town hall has been new for a long time, but when you get to the teens, some things start to not work as good. And last but not least, I had another meeting today with the group of 5 that are trying to put together a proposal for the sales tax distribution. And I think, as I told them at the brief fire district meeting, you can pretty much count on us having a meeting on the 30th, along with by 6 or 6:30, either at the Addis Community Center or at the Parish Council meeting, Parish Council meeting room. And at that time, it's very likely that we'll be presenting what we think is a formula for the distribution of the fire sales tax. I think the five of us, we have one minor piece of information that we have to gather, but that's really not going to change anything of note. And we want to very much have a meeting as a joint meeting of all the fire boards, the three towns, the three municipalities, plus the Parish Council, along with everybody else who's on that committee that first started and asked us to go out and do something like this. And so we're very close to coming out with our recommendation, and I think it's very likely we'll have a meeting on the 30th to be prepared. And with that, I don't have anything else. And now it's remarks of personal privilege. Anybody would like to speak, come up to the podium and speak. Oh, okay.
We've been having problems with dust problems and marsh problems blowing in the yard. And the other day when the wind was coming out the east, they had a cloud, looked like a cloud coming out the sky, went all the way to Jules LeBeau's house. And I asked a few people around there, and they seen it, yeah. And I asked them, I said, well, they asked me, what was it? I said, that's the damn cement dust. And it's harmful if you breathe it. I've been having sinus problems ever since that place been back there. And we got a few people here say they can't even go on their patio.
Before I say anything, anybody else? Okay. The town of Brule has an ordinance in place. I don't remember the number of the ordinance.
I got it.
It includes not only tall grass and dead cars, but it includes dust and things like that. So I think the thing to do is, you know, let the chief look into it and see what happens. Have you talked to anyone else about it, that you do something about it, like the owner of the property or the manager?
Well, I talked to one guy. He said, told me that he's going to make a living any way he can.
He know what?
He's going to help. He's going to, regardless of what's happened, he's going to make a living. And you mean when we met at your office.
Well, why don't you step on a microphone so we can hear your
thing? When me and Landis met with you in the office, you told me to settle with Landis if y'all got any problem. I called Landis three times and left a message on his answering machine. He has never yet called me.
All right. Well, we have ordinances in place that address things like this, and it's the petition, maybe you can we'll look into it and do what we got to do. It's like anybody else that reports a nuisance, a potential nuisance problem, it'll be addressed in the proper channel.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody? Fish?
I promise this will be quick because I know you're hungry. the last two guys I wanted to discuss about the ethics was Thomas and Jamie, I left a message on both the answer machine, so.
Thank you.
Don't forget, tomorrow's the last day.
Okay.
Drainage update, I want to give, certainly Mr. Bob had asked me last time I was here to get a drainage update. Either Pee Wee or Jason is going to come next, either your committee meeting.
Yeah.
Committee meeting or your, this regular meeting, whichever one you really want, to give an update of where they're at. I know they're letting a contract for the Lindale, helping the drainage over there, because they had 40-some people had water in their houses. So that's going to be let pretty quick, but I'm really discussing about the town approving itself. And lastly, certainly I'm not on the council anymore, but I would suggest maybe a resolution or something from the council to our little Belgium liaison, I'm gonna call them. You could certainly want all y'all decided, but certainly let some of the town people sign a letter too. I think the guy would really like that.
Yeah.
We also have some books, the one they have, Booty Call Home, whatever.
Right.
I'd be glad to pay for those books to put it to them. I'm gonna think if this guy's gonna make that kind of effort, I don't know how he picked us out.
I don't know.
If we were on a dartboard or something, but that's pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
I don't, let's not let that go unnoticed, and certainly let's send him something. And I think he would really like reading about our book, so.
He said he was interested.
Yeah.
He's obviously been checked.
So, let me know, okay? Thank you.
Yes, sir.
My truck was clean yesterday. And when I got up this morning with that dew, it's parked right outside. If y'all want to go see the cement dust on it now and particles all over. Full of cement dust.
Still open, remarks of personal privilege.
I have a question.
No.
Where is that located? Where is that cement plant located?
It's the growing green business in the back part of it.
Oh, okay.
It's not a cement plant though, it's a nursery.
Okay.
Some cement, some concrete plant residue was used to build it up.
Okay. You were talking about the drainage from Reshaw, which way the water's going now?
It's going,
Panzula.
North. What had happened was.
Where is it dumping into?
Into that ditch along Ms. Puccio's property.
So that going back to David?
I mean, excuse me, we ain't talking about a lot of water though. We talk about a ditch, and look, wait, we talk about a ditch about this deep, okay? But what had happened was the water was supposed to be coming towards Main Street, but when they rebuilt Main Street, they built up the whole area and blocked the whole thing. So what we needed to do is just deepen the ditch going in the other direction, because it was just sitting in people's, it was sitting there after a rain, it would sit there until it would evaporate, maybe 8 inches of foot of water, you know? So all we did was change the direction and goes to another ditch. And it's not enough water to fill up my car, you know. I mean, so don't panic. I mean, it's not changing the direction of the Tonto Canal. Trust me on that.
Keep your utilities.
If you want, we'll go out there and we'll take a look at it. But I think I had to. I think we put like a 12-inch pipe, which is double the size of what we needed. You know, so I mean, it's not a bottle of water really. You go out there and take a look at it. That's when the ditch is not full of leaves. Most of the time they're full of leaves anyway.
Yeah.
You can't hardly see the ditch, so not a big deal. But if you have water sitting in front of your house for, you know, for a while, it, you know, it's annoying. So we just fixed it. Anybody else?
I have something.
Yes, ma'am.
I said this before, but I want to say regarding the planned pharmacy, Aaron Daniel, I want to say that I think it's reassuring for our community to have a young person make that kind of investment in Brewery, because at a time when young people want to go elsewhere, even though you're not a born Brewery-ite.
You've been converted.
Yeah. We're going to say you are honorary, but appreciate the commitment you're making to this town and this community by this endeavor. Thank you.
I can call there too. I go there twice a week in the services. Top notch. I can't wait till he has a bigger place.
Good. Anybody else? Okay, announcement, the landmark plaque ceremony will be May 20th at 12:15.
Here.
Town Hall will be closed on Monday, the 28th, in observance of Memorial Day. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Move Mr. Eastman, second Mr. Lynn. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, nay. Aye, aye.